In Harare streets, many people know that a constitutional amendment is necessary to enable formation of a government of national unity. If it is agreed upon, MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai will become Prime Minister of Zimbabwe. Negotiators in South Africa are faced with two amendments, one written by the Ministry of Justice and one by Mr. Tsvangirai's MDC. The two are very different, and this gap, analysts say, will be difficult to overcome, as the amendment has to accurately cover the global political agreement signed on September 15th by leaders of the three parliamentary parties, Mr. Mugabe, Mr. Tsvangirai, and Arthur Mutambara. Lawyers say that the 37-page MDC document is a well-crafted piece of legislation which widens the democratic scope of the agreement and addresses many of its imperfections. But they warn some of the clauses, particularly those involving human rights, were not agreed by President Mugabe during negotiations and therefore were not in the September political agreement and are likely to be rejected again by Mr. Mugabe's negotiators. In the streets of Harare, many people say they know these negotiations are crucial. One professional man said while these negotiations represent hope, if the talks fail, he believes the MDC will have to become more militant.
The next round of talks, it's a ray light of hope to the ordinary Zimbabwean. This all comes back to the revision of the core principles of MDC, of narrowing their options of removing the dictator through democratic means. Mugabe knows very much he cannot go it alone. The people are frustrated. They have been stretched to the length. What's void is a stimuli to put light into the frustrations of the people. And that stimuli can only come about by the people in the MDC presidium to mobilize the people. In the bank queues, everywhere, the Zimbabwean guy is ripe for change.
A clerk at a security company said that these talks were crucial to Zimbabweans.
These should be last talks. If they are not going to agree upon that amendment, then I don't think it would be of any use to have any other talks.
She was gloomy about the future should the talks on the amendment fail and said Zimbabweans would then have to wait until Mr. Mugabe, who is nearly 85, died.
We are going to suffer more than we are suffering if the United Nations is not going to intervene about the situation. If it doesn't take its course, then otherwise we are going to die. We don't want to die, we don't want to fight someone out of power. We think maybe someone was just going to reason out that for us to have peace, supposed to do this and that. But if it doesn't think like that, then we don't know what to do.
If these talks fail to produce a constitutional amendment, there will then be no basis for establishing a government of national unity. As a result, several people said they may have to go to war to end Mr. Mugabe's rule. A street vendor selling vouchers for mobile phones said people would have to change tactics and fight for a new government.
People are dying. The issue of having another round of talks, why doesn't it come to an end? So many people are complaining about the credibility of the talks. Mugabe needs a militant approach if he fails the dialogue. All the people who are suffering on the ground and the crisis in Zimbabwe, this must come to an end as soon as possible.
MDC spokesman Nelson Chamisa cautioned against any optimism about the outcome of the talks until all the parties' demands were met. If the talks fail, no one is sure what the next step will be. If they succeed, then Mr. Tsvangirai will be sworn into office. The amendment will be presented before Parliament a month later, where it will be voted on. A two-thirds majority is needed in the Parliament for a transitional government of national unity to be a reality. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.